These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.
Just about 3 years ago, reporter Michael Livingston went and covered a canoe race. It was actually one of the very first stories he ever did here at IPR. And it wasn't just any canoe race. It was the Au Sable Canoe Marathon.
The first canoes hit the water in a frenzy. On a bridge overlooking the starting line, Mama Jan screams herself hoarse.
Woo-hoo! Where people paddle through the night from Grayling to Oscoda.
Yeah, baby!
At about 120 miles, it is the longest nonstop canoe race in North America. I'm Ed Ronco, this is the Up North Lowdown, and today, Michael revisits the Au Sable. Not to cover the race, but rather, its aftermath. Because after more than 100 canoe teams make their way down the river, there are things left behind. So for a decade, a conservation group has run a program where kids go down to the river to clean up, but also to learn to fish. There's more to the story. Here's Michael.
Soft wind, rushing water, buzzing flies. To the anglers of the Au Sable River, this is home and heaven. At a boat launch about 20 miles downstream from Grayling, men and women welcome a group of 5 kids as they climb out of an SUV.
Guys, why don't you come on up and line up in the shade?
The kids squint at the morning sun, but angler Bruce Pregler launches into a peppy introduction.
One of the things that I hope to do is get you to look at the river not only as a great place to go for a float, maybe fish a little bit, but look at it with bigger eyes and bigger perceptions of what really goes on here.
The kids are accompanied by 2 probation officers. That's because they're in the Crawford County probate court system. So to protect their identity, we're only using their first names. Some of these kids have had problems with truancy or are struggling at home or in school. Community service is part of their rehabilitation plan. Today, their job will be to help the anglers clean up debris left behind by the canoe marathon. But before they begin, Bruce Pregler gives a lesson about why the river is so important to the area.
Whether you're a biologist, whether you own a fly shop, whether you're a guide, whether you want to open a restaurant, all of it ties in right here.
Fly fishermen from all over the country come to fish in what they call the holy waters because of its abundance of trout. The fish need cool, clean water to survive. And for nearly 40 years, the anglers have helped keep the river natural and pristine.
People come here because it's so beautiful. People come here because we maintain it. And that's what we're going to do today, guys.
A few minutes later, everyone is at work, picking up plastic bags, forgotten clothes, and old cigarette butts. The sun beats down, but the river carries a cool breeze and sweet smells in the air. There are about 30 kids between the ages of 11 and 17 on probation in Crawford County. But in a rural area, good community programs for juvenile offenders can be hard to come by. Crawford County often needs to get creative about giving the kids things to do. Court officials say the anglers of the Au Sable are important partners in that. The fishermen say they count the days to doing this program because it's not just about picking up trash. They get to teach the kids what they know best, fly fishing. A couple hours later, after all the trash is picked up, angler Joe Hemming teaches one kid named Cody how to throw a proper cast.
So your back cast is only going to go back to 11 o'clock, and then forward to 1 o'clock, and then you let the rod just drop, and the fly line will lay out on the water. That's the theory.
Cody lets his line loose, and it lands right in the middle of the stream. Seconds later, his fly dips under, meaning a fish was interested.
Awesome! Been indoctrinated already. Unfortunately, we don't have a hook on there, so we can't keep them.
The other kids are grinning as they throw their lines. None of them have ever gone fly fishing before today, but some may fall in love with it. That's what happened to 18-year-old Cole Holburn. He was in last year's probation group when he was having problems with cutting class.
I was in a lot of trouble, and I came out here, I did this, I found something that I liked, and then I started making it kind of my weekend project.
One year later, Holborn has a part-time landscaping job. He likes to spend his weekends fishing with his buddies. He says he feels more at peace and determined.
It's just calming. When you're in like a house, you got walls all around you. When you're outside, you can go anywhere. It's better to be outside, getting in the fresh air, sunlight, and being trapped up in your house.
Holborn says he's back on track to graduate high school this year and wants to continue working in the area to be closer to the Ausable River. As the kids throw their last lines, Bruce Pregler says the anglers have one more surprise for them.
Let's wait till everybody gets up here. Come on up here, guys. We got a fly rod and reel for you. These are really good fly rods. These aren't like your dime store fly rods. This is something you can use for years and years.
That last voice was Sierra. She's 12 years old. After today, she says she'll go home and teach her mom and grandma how to fly fish with her new rod. Bruce remembers the feeling from when he was Sierra's age.
It was my father who got me into fly fishing. We went to my grandparents' cabin in northern Minnesota, and I remember my dad early on started saying, let's go flip some, you know, flies up in the weeds and stuff, and we were catching, you know, panfish and the like.
It's that lifelong love of fishing and being outside that motivates Pregler to pass it on to the next generation.
We don't expect any compensation back. All we ask them is learn to protect the river and get out there and fish.
Michael Livingston with that story. And it is sort of a full circle moment for us because this is probably the last story he will file for Interlaken Public Radio. Michael is on his way to Maine and a fantastic new job reporting for Maine Public. We are sorry to see him go, of course, but so excited for this next great step in his impressive career. So best wishes from all of us, Michael, and mail us some lobster. Okay, that's the lowdown. I'm Ed Ronco. Thanks for listening.
So, you've never really been a radio listener. We get it. But we think you'll like what you hear on Interlaken Public Radio. In the mornings, we bring you up to speed on life in northern Michigan. In the evenings, you can hear essential and emerging artists on World Cafe and other music shows. So, try us on for a minute. See if we fit. Stream IPR News at iprnews.org.